Please be seated, won't you? Good morning. What sustains you? What really sustains you in your life? Meister Eckhart, who wrote many centuries ago, referred to this particular scripture as a call for us to find that thing that sustains us. That bread which might give us life, that bread which might call us and push us forward into new life in a very different way. He wrote in a very different kind of time. I remember a number of years ago being part of a project, kind of from a distance, in which people were asked this very question. And one person said, "I am sustained when I can be in an airplane." Now, I don't think he took it literally, meaning air drift and all that stuff. But he said, "I am sustained when I can be in my little airplane at 10,000 feet with no one else with me, somehow between the sky and the earth, and I can find God there." Another person said that they could find God in the soil of the earth as they tilled and worked their garden. Another said that they found God in running as fast or as slow or however they could do each day as they exercised. That in the silence of their mind, that in the motion of their body, they would touch and see God in that way. Others talked of fly fishing and trout fishing, and still others talked of all kinds of different ways that they might find God and be sustained in their life. So what sustains you? When Jesus was speaking to his disciples, this was in a series of gospels in which he uses metaphors to describe his way, or the way that he calls us into being. This particular one, he talks of bread, that he is the bread that comes down from heaven. If you remember, not too far from this chapter, there's another chapter in which a woman meets him at the well, and he describes the water of life. He uses these images, things that are absolutely necessary for our physical bodies to live, water and bread, bread being food, to say that your soul, your spiritual life, is sustained by God and that you're called and that he offers us something deeper and more real. Think about that for a minute. What sustains you? What gives you life? What encourages you? What gives you that strength? I think one of the difficulties in the current kind of realm of Christianity is there's this image that if you're really a good Christian, your life is perfect, right? Have you ever heard that? If you're really a good Christian, you'll have lots of money, your kids will smile all the time, your dog will do what it's supposed to do, where it's supposed to do it, you know, you'll never go unemployed. Sometimes I think that's a message that I think isn't intended, but it kind of is portrayed sometimes. And I think it's good to go back and to remember what others had written. And John of the Cross is a particular medieval time writer and theologian that wrote some amazing things. And he talked about being sustained by God. But when he talked about it, it was in reference to something he called the dark night of the soul, when we might feel the complete absence of God in our life. A rather frightening time. And even Mother Teresa, if you remember her, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, if you remember that when she had a kind of, something was written about her in Time magazine, and there was this kind of revelation or shock that she said things like, "I'm not sure I felt God's presence for years." And here is someone that we might all see as one of the most saintly and most godly people we'd ever known, and yet even she struggled sometimes with finding that sustaining presence. So what sustains you? What strengthens you not only in the good times, but in the rough times? Not only in the times when you totally feel God's presence, but in the times when God seems absent? I think it's a good question and a deep question that's worthy of being asked. In a little bit, you'll be invited to come forward to receive communion, to receive the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, to receive that little bit of bread and that little bit of wine. And I think sometimes we might want to make church that 50 minutes, if you come on Saturday night, 45, or an hour, or whatever it is, hour and a half, if I'm preaching long. It's that time that we kind of set aside for our spirituality. And I think if that's really what happens, then we kind of miss the point. Really, this little bit of time is to strengthen you for the spirituality that you live the rest of your life in the week. It's a moment when you come and you are to receive, or at least the idea is to receive and to be present in your community, to be encouraged and strengthened to go to do the ministry that you are called to do outside the doors of this place. It is in this moment that we touch God's word, we taste and see, we're in our community, and we are strengthened to go out into the world. And the sustaining grace that we receive, that amazing gift that we receive in Christ, is to know that God loves us through Jesus. No matter how rough our life is or how perfect it is, that God loves us. And that when we come forward, we are received and embraced by God's love. But it's not just for us. It is that we take that bread, that we take that wine, that we take that presence of Jesus, that grace-filled gift, and we share it with the world around us. That is really the call of this particular gospel, is that we take that gift out into the world to share with others. I want you to try something this week. Or maybe it might take you a few weeks to do it, depending on where you find that most sustaining presence of God. But do that thing, or be in that place, or find your God place, so to speak, and be there for a while this week. And then share a story with someone else about how God is present in your life. Be willing to take that risk, and you just kind of have to wait for the right person to come along in the right time, but be willing to share a little bit about that sustaining presence of God in your life. You don't have to pull the Bible out and start quoting scripture. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. Just in a conversation, share it. Because someone might not know about that love. Someone might not know about that grace. Someone may have never tasted that bread and that wine to know the love of God. I think it's kind of risky at times to share it. It's risky to be in that presence, but you can do it, and you'll find that opportunity. If nothing else, just get in that place and be with God. I think of Solomon, and I think of the apostles as they're sitting there and praying and trying to find God. There's that beautiful imagery of Solomon just finding himself in the temple, praying and worshiping God and doing the things he does. And we don't think about it, but Solomon touches all of us every day in the way that we have our worship this morning, in the way that we do things, the certain psalms that we read. Solomon has reached out and shared that sustaining grace with us in some way. And the apostles who were gathered around Jesus hearing the words that we heard today have shared with us that same gift and how we share communion. And it's our call to go into the world and to share that as well. So take a risk. What sustains you? And share it with others. Amen.